What's good? What's good, everyone? Welcome to the Cold Cheese and Hot Bullets podcast, where we give you everything that's going down with the Dallas Cowboys and, of course, my Green Bay Packers, baby. All right, so this is episode number five, I believe, and we actually got a special guest today, St. Louis, I guess he used to be a resident, no longer, because he lives in the state of Tennessee, yes. Down here with the rest of us.
Yeah, put him on blast.
But he's a St. Louis Rams fan. Not St. Louis, L.A. Rams. Daggone, I'm showing my A's right now. that's the last time they were good, by the way. Yes. I know they got Matthew Stafford over there, but I'm just... But, yeah, we welcome Andre to the show today. What's good, bro?
What's up?
Not much, man. Glad to have you on. And, of course, we got my co-host over here, Prince Cowboy 88, representing for the Dallas Cowboys. Not much to represent, but it is what it is. And, of course, you know me, man. I represent the almighty Green Bay Packers, man. So I hold it down for the best of them. You know what I'm saying?
We don't know where they've been at.
I hold them down for the best of them, baby. That's why I got my fatigue on today, man, because I feel real. I'm going to go get somebody today, baby.
Yeah, you better get somebody next season while you're out there with
them. Hey, it is what it is, man. But before we get into our show today, we do want to pay a tribute to those that lost their lives this week in Nashville. Because we're part of that community, man. So we send our prayers and our thoughts to those families that lost loved ones, man. No one ever wants to lose somebody in that form or fashion, man. So once again, like we said, we just want to take this time to just say we're praying for you and we hope for the best for what's going down for this week and next week. Because I think they have a lot of the funerals going on. What, this weekend and then the start of next week?
So. Yeah, man. It was, I think, was it three kids, four adults, including the shooter that got killed in that situation. And it was unfortunate, man. I think it happened on a Tuesday, something like
that.
Was
it Monday or Tuesday?
It was Monday or Tuesday, very early part of the week, man. And I was dumbfounded because it woke me up out of my sleep. Because I had the news on as I was sleeping. I woke up and I seen breaking news, and there was a shooting out there near the Green Hills area or whatnot.
And that was the shocker.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, in Green Hills?
Well, I think the person that shot up their school once went to that school, and I think she probably got molested in that school. That's what I'm guessing. So it was like a payback.
Well, Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Monday.
I think that's what the case was.
They said she was practicing at the gun range for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. But she used to be a student at that school a while back. And I think something.
Yeah, but you know, that school only went up to like sixth grade. So for her to go all the way back and you 28 years old, that's a long time ago. So who knows, man. But like I said, man, our prayers go out to the families that lost their lives. And, we're going to go ahead and get into the show. All right, so we got a whole lot of things we're going to talk about today, man. We're going to talk about the whole situation with the NCAA tournament that's going on. So there were a lot of big upsets this week, this weekend, actually. And we're going to get into that. We're going to talk a little bit about the whole Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love saga. We're going to talk a little bit about that, and we might throw a little bit of other football news in there. Who knows what Dre got to come, coming to the table with. Who knows? We're going to talk a little bit of NBA, talk about those Lakers and, of course, the Grizzlies. And then we're going to throw in some fun topics, man. We're going to get into some of the culture, the popular culture things that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, let's go ahead and drop that intro. What's good? Welcome back to the show, man. We took a little bit of a break there, but we are back. And we're going to go ahead and get into it, man. We're not going to hesitate. What's been going on with you, Prince Cowboy?
Man, everything's good, dog. I'm living, I'm striving, I'm alive and kicking, man. You know, like fresh biscuit and chicken.
What in the world? Brother, what did...
Hey, bro, I'm just letting you know what it is.
What did I say? Hey, look, Dre, this is what we got to deal with. I said, man, what? How you doing? What's been going on? He up here talking about some chicken. I mean, hey, man.
Hey, man. I'm keeping straight to the point, bro.
Oh, man, this man is always talking about food on this show. Man. Anyway. Well, we're talking about all this stuff that's going down, man. Let's go ahead and get into this NCAA tournament, man. So the Final Four started today for the men's. I'm not sure about the women's. I missed that whole set. I think I tuned in. Did they start on Thursday?
I thought somebody played today. Somebody was announcing that they just won. It was today or yesterday.
With the females?
Somebody made history.
Oh, okay. Well, I missed out.
I mean, you say start the week out on Thursdays or whatnot. I think when you start getting to the closer, like the Elite Eights and the Fours and everything, I usually start on Thursday or whatnot. But when it's like the all the teams or whatnot, usually start early in the week. But right now it starts on Thursday. Now they get down to the get down when you're down to the championship rounds. So, yeah.
Yeah, let me see. So for the
LSU
women,
beat Virginia Tech. Was that yesterday?
Yeah, I think that was. Yeah, that was Friday. So that happened. Both of those games were on Friday. So Iowa beat on South Carolina 77-73, and of course you just mentioned LSU beat Virginia Tech 79-72. So those seemed like they were pretty good dog fights, man. For the girls, man, I'm sorry I missed that, man. On Friday, it get crazy around here.
Yes,
so,
it does. Really.
Yeah, so, but yeah. I did get the opportunity to watch the Miami, Florida, the Florida Atlantic against San Diego. Now, that was a heck of a game. It went down to the wire literally like 7 seconds left. And it was like San Diego pulled off the victory 72-71.
Wow.
Yeah, man, it was a heartbreaker, man. I ain't even gonna go into it.
I'm gonna be real with you, man. I've been kind of rooting for San Diego, man. They seem like they're gonna be the dreamer team that might beat UConn. I'm just being honest.
I doubt it. The way they played today, there was some things that went down in that game. I honestly feel that Florida Atlantic could have won that game. There was some questionable things that I honestly feel went on in that game, but I'm not going to talk about it on this show today. But congrats to San Diego State. No, I ain't got no dog in this fight. I ain't really concerned about it. You know what I'm saying? Because Florida Atlanta beat Tennessee, didn't
they? I think so. And San Diego beat Alabama.
I ain't really worried about Alabama. See,
I'm just saying, Alabama's a pretty ruckus team this year.
My team is the great Kentucky.
Wow. Well, hey, I'm a Kentucky fan too, but I don't even mention them, man. They got to step it up. I'm a diehard.
Did that man just say the great?
Kentucky.
yeah. That was around the last time the Dallas Cowboys won a Super Bowl. So yeah, they did win in 2013 though. They did one in 2013 with Carl Anthony Towns. So big ups to Carl Anthony Towns.
How long ago was that again? You said how long ago was it?
That was 10 years ago when they last won.
No, you said when Dallas won the Super Bowl. What'd you say?
6 years ago.
28 years to be exact.
Yeah, 28.
Hey, listen here. And like I told him, Aaron Rodgers is only going to be a one Super Bowl winning quarterback. And so far, it's true.
We're not talking about Aaron Rodgers right now.
You just talked about
how long ago you said it was. So I just wanted to get the audience participation in knowing how long it was when Dallas Cowboys went to the Super Bowl 28 years ago.
It's been 28 years ago, my G. But that's all right, man.
Now, how old were you? How old are you right
man,
now, bro?
I'm 39. Yeah, I'm 39 or whatnot. But I was, I was 12 going on 13. Yeah,
you were 12.
I was 12 going on 13. Because it was
that man was a whole pre. Hey, that man was a whole preteen.
Yeah, I sure was. Shut this up. And guess what? And no matter what, it's still about how about them Cowboys. It don't stop, baby.
Okay, we'll talk about that later, man. We're not there yet.
Hey, you
set the batters up in front of our guests, man. You brought it up.
My teams got a championship: Kentucky, the Rams, Cardinals.
Yeah. The Cardinals in Kentucky and the Rams would be a long time before they get another. And I'm a Kentucky fan. Exactly.
So he'll need bring them up no more. So the championship, the NCAA tournament championship, would be played on Monday at 8 o'clock. I think it's like 8 p.m.
You going dark, Reese? Reese, your stream is black, homie.
You doing, man?
I don't know.
Just like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you can't depend on him. Sharon strikes again.
Blame it on the team. Just like
Look at it, man. Look at it.
We see you now.
Yeah, we see you now, big homie.
Yeah, I could only I didn't see Dre. I could see me and you.
Me and Dre couldn't see you.
Well, maybe y'all would never be able to see me. Anyway,
ain't nobody really trying to see you, bro.
Hey, y'all not on my level. Y'all can't see me. But anyway, the NCAA tournament is going down on tomorrow night about 8 p.m. And that will be against the San Diego State and UConn. Mm-hmm. So I'm really thinking that UConn is going to pull this off. I don't, after I saw what I saw today, I just figured that UConn is
going
to pull it off.
I'm going for the upset, man. I'm going for the Aztecs to pull this off or whatnot. Upset, real talk.
And that's the reason why I'm going for UConn.
Hey, bro.
See, you sit up here and you going for then I already know that's a losing team. So that's what I feel confidently in my heart. So, I'm just trying to tell you.
All right, we'll see you next weekend episode. I'm going to rub that in, bro. The Aztecs.
They're going to have to take more than that.
They'll put the taxidermist, put that dang husky right there on the wall. You know what I mean?
All right, so since we're already talking about basketball, let's go ahead and get into this NBA news, man. The Lakers, man. Number 7 in the playoffs. What you got to talk about with that, Drake?
Got knocked down to 8th. Pelicans just won. So that bumped them.
They just won. So what was that? Tonight?
Yeah, it just bumped them up to 7. Us down to 8. Because they got 40 wins. Wow. But we own the tiebreaker, though. We beat them. I think we'll be back at the 7.
Okay. So what's your thoughts on LeBron? Like, AD, I heard cut up. I missed that whole situation with AD.
Like I said, LeBron, it seems like when LeBron gone, the chemistry is there. But when he come back, they got to rotate and figure things out. Then the chemistry get messed up for a little bit. But, like, come playoff time, I think we'll be straight. LeBron get it together. He get the team together. We be back in there.
So what you're saying, LeBron don't need to play?
Not right now. Let the team flow real quick. Then when it's time to get down, put them in there. Cause when he left, we was above 500. When LeBron was gone, Lakers was above 500. He come back, we lose.
But you know they're not gonna do that with LeBron James. You know they're not gonna do that with LeBron James on the court, and he's able to play.
When he gone, AD be balling.
Yeah, and I always said that, I said that for the longest, but it hurts some of the Lakers fans' feelings. I'm not a Lakers fan. I say y'all play better without LeBron. To me, I feel, me personally, as a person looking from the outside looking in, I felt LeBron messed up your team. Because, who's the Lakers on them? What's that, Jenny? Jenny Buss allowed LeBron to do too much or calling up the shots.
That's what messed us up with Russ.
He
to make that, and that threw us off.
Yeah. I don't think Russ should have been a part of y'all team in the first place. That man can't make a jump shot, better yet make a layup or whatnot.
He was cool coming off the bench, though. When they put him on the bench, he played his role.
Yeah, now he did do that. Not a star. He's not a star. Or whatnot, but I think LeBron messed up y'all team. Seriously, for real.
I can say he kind of bought a championship, but that was during COVID. There wasn't a bubble, and half the teams was not there. So you kind of can't really say the Lakers beat the best of the best because it was during COVID and it was in a bubble.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, but you can't really discount it just because they were in the bubble. You know what I'm saying? They all still athletes. Yeah. But I understand what you're saying about, you know, everybody, you know, there was a whole lot of stuff going on.
He's making my argument. I said the same thing. I said, bro, it's a championship, but do you really want to celebrate that type of championship? And then the information, I found out what they did. They allowed the Lakers to come back and practice earlier than the rest of the teams. And that's what they're trying to keep on the hush. But I found that out. I'm like, okay. I said, see.
Well, maybe they need a little more practice than everybody else.
It sounds like you're playing.
Practice.
You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Practice?
Hey, practice, man. Hey, it's all right. Let them practice.
It sounded like it was playing. But anyway, that's just my conjecture.
Look, they had one of the oldest players in the league playing. Let that man go in there and get his joints.
Man, you can do that in your personal gym.
You know what I'm saying?
You're supposed to be the GOAT.
You can do that in your personal gym. I don't want to hear that.
Hey,
to me, LeBron's not a true Laker to me. He's a step cousin, a distant family member.
He been making all my arguments. That's a Laker fan. He been making all my arguments. I've been saying I ain't a Laker fan. I said, man, he ain't no true Laker, bro. He just coming through.
Like, he one of them step brothers.
Johnny come lately, Lakers. But all right, y'all want to call him that.
He married into the family.
Yeah, he an in-law. Golly, man.
Well, anyway, going away from the Lakers, because it don't seem like none of y'all Negroes don't here like the Lakers for real. Let's talk about a real team, the Memphis Grizzlies, man. Ja Morant.
Been done. Did y'all get knocked out?
What you talking about? That's what I was looking at.
I don't say y'all.
Let me look back over here.
After the whole Ja situation, y'all should have been knocked out.
No, because when Ja went down, they kept it going, bro. Where you been? So you been over there with them Lakers. You need to come on back home. A little bit.
Grant, get that little bit of gun off the screen and play some basketball.
That little bit of gun.
Hey, he's too busy spreading to ones at the strip club, bro. He had money all over the place, boy.
And trying to be something he's not instead of playing basketball.
Yeah, man. Silly.
Hey, man, y'all going to leave Ja getting himself together, man. Y'all need to let him.
Life alone, man. You an NBA player.
He's a young man out here.
He's square now. Come on now. Stop it.
Memphis
always had a deep roster, so even without Ja, y'all going to ball. Because y'all did that last year against the Warriors, didn't you?
Yep. They are.
Let's see. Western Conference. Let's see. Grizzlies number two right now.
How y'all pull that off?
Number two right now, baby. Don't come down here disrespecting the Grizz, baby. Don't do that, man.
You can't just you can't never count out the
If Ja comes out, he got people to step up for him. Don't come look, I need to see your face when you disrespect us like that. You know what I'm saying?
The Nuggets is number one.
Hey, don't let me swagger like that like Ja did, baby. Hey,
I'll say this about y'all. Y'all get hot for like one or two games and then y'all get put out. I seen that last year.
Yeah, but I don't think they were really in it. They were doing a lot more talking last year than what they really needed to do last year. But this year I think they're a little more refocused on what needs to get done.
I think the team is more focused than Ja is. I think Ja need to be on the same page as the team, and I think if he gets on the same page, they're going to form like Voltron and really cause some damage. But and that's my feel.
You got to think about Phoenix, too. KD, ain't KD back?
Yeah, KD's back.
Ain't Warriors on the road? Nah, Memphis ain't getting paid. Neither one of them.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. The Warriors ain't the Warriors that they used to be. They, I don't even know. I could call them the Warriors right now. And right now, they sitting at number five.
It don't matter.
Hey.
Last year, where they were sitting, they were in the top three.
You gotta think about teams are different when it comes playoff time.
Yeah, I get that
coming from you. But what I'm trying to tell you, it ain't going to go down this year. Listen, I'm trying to tell
I'm
you,
not
look.
Saying that the Warriors going to go get a championship, but don't count the Warriors out. Just like you don't count the Grizzlies. Don't you count the Warriors out, because I done made that mistake when they were slumming. Oh, man, the Warriors ain't going to do nothing. No, they ain't nothing. They ain't fuck the Warriors. And then all of a sudden, as soon as the tip-off comes from the playoffs, all these superpowers, it seems like become Super Saiyan. You know how they get that golden hair and everything, all the muscles kick out. They become Super Saiyans. Yes,
let's just
tread lightly and be kind to the Warriors until we know for sure.
Instead of his hair turning gold, pink. My Negro, it's gonna turn blue. It's gonna be that blue.
Hair turns pink.
This is a grown man's channel, man. We don't know about them folks, them characters like that, bro.
He can't stay out.
He probably does, but we talking about ourselves. Like, you call who? you lost me.
I'm just saying, man. Just tread lightly on them Golden State Warriors, because you never know what's gonna happen. When it happens.
No, we're gonna count the Lakers out.
Lakers ain't gonna get past first round. But
that's what I'm saying. So if you could go, if you could go that daggone gun hole for the Lakers, why you can't do that for Ja Morant and the Grizz?
First of all, I don't like neither one of them.
I don't care.
I respect Ja.
You brought it up. We talking about.
I respect this game, but his off course stuff be messing with the team, and I don't respect that.
What man in the NBA ain't had no issues in their career?
Let me see. LeBron? Nah. That incident was on purpose. Like Kobe and LeBron, theirs be by accident.
I don't know. You know, I don't really know, because, like, all right, let's get into it for real, right? So, you see Ja, he does what he does on social media. Mm-hmm. And they make all this hoopla about what he did on social media. Now, I agree, you know, he needs to set a standard. He needs to set an example for those that's, you know, following him, the young kids and stuff that are following him as fans. But let's be real. You could be in the NBA and shoot somebody for real and get less time off than Ja Morant did with dangling a gun. And didn't harm anybody but himself. Let's just keep it 100. It was all to protect the shield of the NBA. But, you know, to a certain extent, I'm just being real. Right. And I don't want to get, you know, political in this piece, but it is what it is. I'm just saying, you know, you literally go out there with that same little gun that y'all had, shoot somebody, and, you know, we're going to smack your wrist on that. You know, you're going to go get some counseling. Something might happen to you, but at the same time,
the NBA set up right now, it seems like when a black player gets in trouble, they not doing that slap on the wrist no more. They going for the gusto. They not slapping black players on the wrist no more. If you see what's going on in the news lately, they trying to make examples out of them. That's why I said Ja, he got to keep his nose clean, because you're an NBA player, young, and you black. You already got two strikes against you.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And they don't. And they don't want him to have that money.
You're not going
to
hear no argument from
and
me.
They really don't want him to have that money like this. So they're trying to find every reason to fine him to take his cash away.
Right.
So he's right. And then on top of that, the way they treated my man Kyrie Irving for just posting a documentary.
Now, that's a whole different situation. That's what I'm talking about. They gave him $5 million. You know, where he had to donate so much money, not $5 million, but what, $500,000, like $500,000 he had to donate to the other people? Like, what we doing?
He share a clip.
That's it. Of a movie.
He ain't put no caption in it. No, nothing. He just sold a photo.
Of a movie that was already being sold on Amazon, which is Jeff Bezos, which Jeff Bezos owned Amazon. He's a Cuban. So he's half Cuban, half Jewish. And he sold the movie. So if it didn't bother Jeff Bezos a Cuban Jew, then why is all the rest of this so-called anti-Semitism is a problem with all the rest of them? And they know that Jeff Bezos is Jewish. Come on now. Come on. That was all set up from the start.
But I kind
of... Yeah, they said...
I kind of do feel what you're saying, because it seemed like they went harder on Kyrie, and then it kind of do look like they gave Jai a slap on the wrist, because they were trying to give Kyrie the chair.
Man, the cross.
Yeah, over a photo. They're
trying to crucify that man.
That's what I'm saying. And then when the it's just crazy, man. We're not gonna, this will be a whole different segment, and we could take all night to talk about this. So, like I said, man, kudos to all the teams in the league, man, going to make these playoffs. And I know the Grizz will be there later on in the playoffs, making their way to the championship. I do feel that in my
heart. What's that, the Grizzlies?
So, like I said, I'm the only one with that G on my head, so I know what a championship team look like. But anyhow.
That stands for G-Man. You a fed government.
Nah, man.
You a government, it? Man. You see it, you man? We here. You got the on, and you go, man.
Man, that mess right there, bro. He covered up mess to put on
blue. Ram, bam, cowboy game.
Yeah, there go, man. All right, anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the NFL. You know, we're going to get crazy with that conversation, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, we back, everybody. Thanks for tuning back in with us, man. We got a whole lot of stuff we talking about tonight, man. Hopefully, you know, we're going to be on air a little bit longer. But we're going to talk about this NFL, man. We're going to talk a little bit about Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, and, of course, Jordan Love a little bit. And then, of course, some of my co-hosts here, they might want to bring somebody else to the table. Who knows? But anyway, let's go ahead and get into this thing. So, as we all know, Lamar Jackson has been fighting for the money. Like, he's looking for the money. He's looking for guaranteed money, to be exact. But it seems like nobody is willing to take that opportunity to give him the money. So a lot of people are looking like the whole Deshaun Watson deal pretty much messed up a whole lot of things. Because I know the league, a lot of the owners were mad at the Browns for doing what they did with that whole guarantee of how much? $230 million.
Oh, yeah.
So they probably looking like, why y'all do that? But we're not willing to do the same. So, I mean, what is he looking for? I think he's looking for how much? Is he looking for at least 230?
Yeah, he's looking for the same or better.
More. Yeah, same about like Patrick now. Or what Deshaun don't get paid.
Yeah, he's based on Deshaun.
But Lamar's basing on what he done, not what he's doing. He's basing on what he did. Mm-hmm. That's what he's basing on.
Because has Deshaun Watson ever been an MVP?
Nah, that's what Lamar.
No, nah, so he's never been an MVP.
He wants off what he did before. Mm-hmm. What are you doing now?
Right.
Yeah.
You ain't brought no Super Bowl to Baltimore. That's probably what they're looking at. You brought an MVP. Yeah. What that's going to do for us? That's you.
But neither has Deshaun Watson. So I can see his argument. Like Deshaun Watson. And then Deshaun Watson was out there with all the massage parlor folks and had all these allegations. And he still got paid $230 million. You see what I'm saying? And Lamar Jackson's like, all I want is my money. You know what I'm saying?
Cleveland was different.
You know, once again, this is a whole different conversation. Like we were just having in the previous segment, like you getting smacked on the hand for, you know, all this stuff that's going on the side or off the field. But a guy that's, you know, pretty stand up, come to work every day. He doesn't play all the games, of course, due to his injuries that he's had, but also he doesn't have an offensive line. He's out there. I mean, if you go back and look at some of the games, bro, I mean, they already in the backfield before he get the ball handed off.
Yeah.
So a lot of that stuff he's having to deal with, you know, he has no support. And then a lot of the plays are already being called for Lamar Jackson to either run the ball.
I think that's
more than throwing.
They're looking at that too because his type of playing style. But you can't count that against him because Cam Newton played like that. Deshaun plays like that.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, right. But the thing is, the way I look at it, this is my educated analysis on this whole deal with him running the ball. what Reese says, and I agree with him, with the offensive line being so shaky, he mm-hmm. almost don't have no choice. To save his life, he got to run that ball. Unfortunately, because he really barely have a whole second point 5 tenths to really throw that thing like he want to. And people like to argue with, okay, can he throw in the pocket? Yeah, he can throw in the pocket if he gets protection.
He can throw.
If you protect that man, he can throw in the pocket. It's just he needs personnel to protect him long enough to do that so he can have a proper choice. Okay, do I want to throw or do I want to run? He needs that type of offensive line, but he don't have it.
But you got to think, though, Baltimore is not a offensive powerhouse team. They never was. Baltimore's basically a defensive dominant team. They never was built around their offense. If you look at their history, right. Baltimore's never been an offensive power team.
You're right. But in order for a better change and a better future, they going to have to invest in some of that offense or whatnot, because he only got one good receiver, which is a tight end. I forget the tight.
And then Mark Andrews.
I think it's Mark Andrews. Yeah. And, you know, he does it all.
Now, is he still with the team?
Yes, he is.
He ranked third as tight end.
Okay. He does it. He routes.
I didn't know if I had read somewhere that he was possibly getting ready to be traded off as well.
Done,
so.
yeah.
If he gets traded off, that's a whole different situation.
Yeah, I mean, so. you can bring him my way. Because that man, he can route run, he can catch.
Y'all don't have no money for that. Y'all don't have no money for that. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, listen here,
How you throw Dallas in this?
We just lost a tight end in Schwartz. I would love to get him. So, hey, man, hey, I've been saying, I don't care. We need to make that happen. If he ain't trying to be with Baltimore.
Look, Dre, they gave away the best tight end they had. He went to the Texans, didn't he?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, because. No, we good. Believe it or not, listen. We good. Bro. Trust me, with the West Coast offense we're going to, we good. We good in Hendershot and we good in Ferguson. But we do need another tight end or whatnot. And if dude's available, I say let's break some coins for that tight end on Baltimore.
I'm going as far as Dak Prescott let y'all.
All right. Listen. Which means farther than you.
Hey, Matthew Stafford, Green Bay. Matthew Stafford, Super Bowl ring.
No.
From a garbage scene to a Super Bowl winner.
Yeah.
Man, y'all sold the whole farm to get there.
We on the salary cap now. What?
And look what they looking like now with all them one.
Look what they look like now.
Y'all need to do the same thing.
We build it for the whole term. No. We build it for the whole term. We're not doing like you just get 1 year of glory and then fall off.
Jerry can't be the coach.
Reese, check this out.
Don't nobody agree with that.
I told this man when they got Von Miller and you got Odell Beckham, I said, okay, y'all about to make this is before the season started. I said, y'all look like y'all about to go to the bowl. And I said, y'all might actually make it. I said, but if you do win it, I told him, I already predicted his future. You're gonna be sucky the next year.
So you're gonna make it.
And the year after that.
So I said
draft pick back 2024.
A first round draft pick?
Not the first round pick, though. We get first round picks.
Man, look, man, y'all gonna be garbage for the next two or three years. I'm just speaking real. Y'all sold the whole cattle, man, to get what, and it got you to where you wanted to go. But at the same time, you sacrificed about good 3 or 4 years after the win. And then Aaron Donald's like, let's take it back. Let's take it back. We y'all taking it back to the front porch?
In order to get glory, you got to sacrifice.
Okay.
And it's going to be another 20 years for you to come back?
Yeah. No.
And it's
going to
be another
40
for y'all.
Hey, Jay, they be going to move back to St. Louis after that. They might move back to St. Louis on that. I like it when you do it right there.
They're going to put a Holy Moly Donut franchise inside of it when it comes back.
I wish we would have never left St. Louis.
Anyway, so I hope Lamar Jackson, and see, another thing is he doesn't have an agent, you know, so yeah, he's pretty much hearing this conversation. I think his mom is his assistant or something like that. Yeah. So, you know, he's having to hear these conversations firsthand, man, and talking about, you know, hey, bro, you ain't been here this many games. You play this way. So a lot of things he's hearing right now, a lot of players just don't hear in life. So I know that has to be hard on his mental as well, because he's out here fighting for his career, and then he's also hearing what these folks in the back office got to say about him. So I don't know how he's going to deal with it, man. Maybe they can call Colin Kaepernick.
They tried that.
Man, they ain't trying, man. Let's be 100. Man, on Cold Cheese Hot Bullets podcast, we speak facts, bro. Man, ain't nobody tried to give Colin Kaepernick a chance, man, because he took a knee. Because he took a knee. Once again, we talking about this whole situation where black brothers in the league simply take a knee and you lose your career. Man, come on, man. He ain't shoot nobody. He ain't raped nobody. He ain't did nothing but took a knee. And you lost your career?
I mean,
come on,
he
ain't
threatened to take the commissioners of the NFL life. He was a gentleman throughout the whole situation.
Who was at the forefront of that suspension of Kaepernick? Dallas.
Yeah.
Your captain in chief was the main one out there. We not gonna do that over here.
And then as soon as Donald Trump said something, he took a knee. Come on, man. It's all hypocrisy.
Hey, what?
Oh, man.
He get upset now. He get upset.
I ain't upset. I'll tell you what happened. I'm laughing about it because I said, as soon as he did that, guess what? He took a knee when Donald Trump said something out the way. So it's all just a game, man. White people complain when they want to complain. And they want to make rules. Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he still got paid. But he wanted to play in the league, though.
And Nike got him another contract where he got paid some more money. So he's straight.
He can go to the XFL, USFL.
I don't know.
Hey, ain't that what Ezekiel Elliott did? Yes, he did. I just saw it. Ezekiel, I just seen it, bro. I promise you.
No, he did.
Yes, he did.
No, he did.
Hold on.
Back.
I think he's talking about going over there. Back. Hold on.
Dallas?
Who?
We might get him back.
Man, I doubt it. We might get him back. I doubt that.
Okay, man.
I believe what you want, man.
I promise y'all, right here, right now, it's Cold Cheese and Hot Bullets Podcast. Dallas is gonna sign him back.
To what? Y'all ain't got no money, man.
That's what you think.
No, that's what you think. That's the reason why y'all getting these. That's the reason why you got rid of your number one tight end, bro.
We got money. It's just.
Y'all made cap space so y'all can bring in Cooks.
And my man from the Colts, the corner from the Colts.
How long has he been in the league?
Although a pay cut was talked about intentionally, the team believed it is a good reason for not offering Elliott a reduced deal. What y'all didn't have the money?
No, they ain't had the money. That's why.
I'll read, listen. Because y'all would have had a cap hit of $16.7 million.
They had the money.
They probably didn't want to
sign. So they let that brother go.
Saving Dallas $10.9 million in cap space. So that's why y'all released him.
Hey, it is what it is.
Open the cap space. He is not coming back. He's going to the XFL.
And he's going to be over there playing. Because this ain't June 1st. So it's a lot soon to predict that. But, you know, Dallas, see, what y'all got to understand about my team. Dallas throws a lot of smoke signals to the media to throw y'all off or whatnot. And they
trade up for Lamar.
I don't want Lamar. We don't want Lamar. and then on top of that, Lamar, he wants too much. But I'm cool with that, Prescott. Just like I said, build the defense, build the offense around him like they do everybody else.
Y'all wanted Odell, which is injury prone, but y'all don't want Lamar, which is healthy and young.
Yeah, we don't need Lamar, man. We don't need Lamar. We don't.
You see how he rocking back and forth? See, that's like in a mental, you know, in a mental institution. Like he feeling some type of way right now.
Lamar? Oh,
we don't need Lamar.
Hey,
Lamar's better than Love. He's Aaron Donald to get Lamar.
We got Love, man.
And Lamar's better. And Lamar's better than Stafford. Real talk.
You better look at the stats.
Man, Lamar's better than Stafford. Now
Stat got 50,000.
Yeah. I mean,
fix your camera, bro. Fix
Lamar's
your camera.
Better than Stafford.
Playoff wins. Stafford has playoff wins more than one.
Okay, more than one. Finally, when he showed up in LA.
He was in Detroit with a losing team for so many years. Come on.
Yeah. I mean his best stats was with Megatron.
Cooper Kupp. He got the triple crown and a Super Bowl MVP.
I'm talking about before he got
about
to LA.
Yards? Yeah.
Before LA.
I mean, well, he was over there forever.
His best stats was with Megatron.
Detroit, where you go to
Calvin Johnson. Yeah, so it's the Commanders, but we don't want to go there. But nah, like I said, nah, we don't need Lamar. Hey, listen, if you ever came for me to get Lamar, then I think y'all need to put y'all hats in a thing too. Because like I said, Lamar is better than all y'all quarterbacks too. No. So come on now. Don't throw Lamar on me. We don't need him at Cowboys. I'm cool with my quarterback.
Well, you can say what you say, but you can't really say that about my quarterback because
you ain't seen your quarterback.
Like half a game.
I know my quarterback. Don't worry about it. What's love got to do with it?
Yeah.
Hey, what's love got to do with it? Love going to show y'all a whole lot of stuff. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the
Come on, out of here.
Hey, no, that Prescott is garbage. Let's just call it what it is. He is garbage. He is garbage. Look how he getting offensive. Look, now he's going to antagonize me because he's mad because his quarterback is garbage. Don't come for me.
My quarterback threw 17 interceptions like Stafford in his Super Bowl year and still got in the second round. And your team was nowhere to be found. And guess what? Your team was nowhere to be found. I'm the only playoff recipient over here. How about them Cowboys?
Look at what y'all did.
Okay, but so where did you end up at, though? But when did, hey, Dre. With these times, hey, Dre.
Your arms is too short to
Hey, Dre, where they end up at, though? He's talking about they the only one within the playoff, but I think they were back home eating popcorn with us, wasn't it?
Hey, I'm going to say this. Dak got that man cut. He got Zeke cut.
No. Yes, he did.
That's the reason Zeke got cut. He threw that leg.
No. I'm going to tell you who got him cut.
Yes, he did.
Which is fired now. Kellen Moore got him cut because he called the play. He's fired now.
Kellen Moore is good. Kellen Moore is good. He wasn't even on the market.
Put him on your team.
Do you want him on your team? You know, I would take him as my offensive coordinator
every year. Good luck. You can have him.
Well, let me tell you what you got. Let me tell you what you got though. You got Mike McCarthy, who I got a long history with. He had, as I told you recently, he had, so we're going to talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
He had, let's go ahead and talk that spit real quick. He had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. One future, one Hall of Fame quarterback now. And he got how many Super Bowls?
Hey, he got you one.
He got one.
And that's
with two Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's it. And as a matter of fact, that's how he got his job. To work for y'all as your head coach in Dallas. Because without that Super Bowl, because that's all Jerry Jones said, I believe in Mike Carter. Because he got a Super Bowl. He got a Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers. He talked about a long-ago Super Bowl that they keep dogging Aaron Rodgers out about. But Mike McCarthy ain't been to, he ain't smelled a piece of the Super Bowl for 12 whole years. So if we're going to talk about it, let's talk about it. Secondly, he is terrible with calling the plays. That's the reason why we ain't been back to no Super Bowl. Let's go back to the year that we played against Seattle. Let's go back to the game that we played in the NFC Championship game against the Seattle Seahawks. You know what I'm saying? Mike McCarthy called a bad game. He called a bad game. He put the wrong people out there on the field as well. He was calling the plays all those years with Aaron Rodgers. Guess where we ended up? At home.
That's what they said. That's what the news said. Aaron Rodgers switches up the plays.
He was calling the plays.
Y'all quarterback switches up the plays.
Yeah.
He takes the...
Yeah.
But
that's what I wanted.
But who gave... But who... But who... But who gave... No, no, but who gives him the plays to call, though? He just don't switch up the play. But Aaron Rodgers was going off of what Mike McCarthy told him to call. These are your audible plays. Who was creating the plays?
Your quarterback does not.
Mike McCarthy.
Given to him. That was enough.
Both of them are garbage. Both of them need to go. And I've been saying for a long time, Aaron Rodgers needed to go as well.
Is these Green Bay fans. Let me tell you something.
No. Don't come for me. Hey, it's going to get real today, bro. It's going to get real today. It's going to get real today.
2 years. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to end my argument. You can tell. You can say whatever you want to say. The last 2 years of Mike McCarthy's years with Green Bay, he did not call the plays. The team told him don't call the plays. Somebody else did. That wasn't even Mark McCarthy's doing.
Why they take the job away from
and
you, bro?
Listen, Dre.
Why would they, if you're doing a fantastic job, why in the world are we going to take that role away from you if you're doing such a fantastic job? We're not going to take a job away from you if you're doing a great job and we win it. But if you're not doing great, then we need to take the job away from you.
I mean, you got to think about it. Tampa Bay had that same situation. Tom Brady got into it with him, and he got released. Tom Brady played bad, but they OC got released. Come on, it don't.
I'm just saying, for a long time, like I said, out of all these equations we're talking about, ain't one coach that we're talking about right now has had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks and only had one Super Bowl. Not one of them. You talk about anything for the last 30 years, Green Bay has had potentially two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Mike McCarthy has been at the helm of both of them.
Which one?
Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. He came in when Brett Favre was there. And we know how that ended up. Because he was calling the plays when we lost against the Giants, the New York Giants that year. After with the snow, you know, the icicles on the nose and crap like that. Yeah, we lost that because of the plays he was calling. And he told Brett Favre to throw down the right side of the field. Guess where that ended up? Interception.
It's Brett Favre.
Interception.
He's green black.
Yeah,
it's black,
man. You...
All right, well, we're gonna keep talking. We're just gonna let it correct itself because we in it right now. We're gonna talk about it. But anyway, so like I said, man.
All I wanna say like I said, is, man, you can get it out. You can get the rest of your soliloquy out. It's funny the 2 years.
I ain't got nothing else to say, bro. It is what it is.
It's funny that the 2 years Mike McCarthy didn't call no plays, you did not make the playoffs.
First of all,
explode.
Y'all ain't gonna make the playoff. I think the Redskins. I'm sorry, not the Redskins. I think the Giants and the Eagles gonna take over y'all division.
Please,
let's just put it out there.
Eagles done lost.
But anyway, we're gonna end this segment on a high note. We're going to end this on a good note, and we're going to come back later, and we're going to be a little more civilized with our next topic, because right now we're getting a little heated, and, you know, losers in the middle really don't want to own up to nothing.
Hey, I'm going
to
play out the city.
We still the reigning NFC Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, I know you're not.
The Rams, we still own that.
No, that would be Tampa Bay.
No, we the last NFC Super Bowl champions.
Well, yeah, but the reigning champions now.
I guess so, but who's
the Chiefs? It's the Chiefs.
But y'all not reigning nowhere, though.
You ain't defending
y'all at home. Y'all at home.
And we whooped you with a backup.
Man, this man is delusional.
Just you.
What in the world, bro?
Just like you.
Oh, man. Hey. We'll be right back, man. I'll try to fix my screen. Can y'all see me still or I'm gone?
We can see your little bum behind.
Oh, yeah. So, all right. Well, I'm back. I'm back in effect, baby. All right, what's good? Welcome back to the show, man. We having a good time over here tonight, man. I hope you guys are enjoying this show as well. And hopefully it didn't get too heated for y'all this last segment. But we're going to go ahead and get into some little fun topics, man, and pop culture, man. So, of course, you know, the conversation on the street, and I don't even know how this conversation is going to go, but I'm going to go ahead and put it out there.
Oh, yeah, put it out there.
Hey, I don't know. Oh, Larsa Pippen has come out and talked a little bit, and we were supposed to do this last week. We just didn't even get into it, man. But, you know, she shared some of her bedroom news, man. So, you know, she stated that while she was married for like 23 years, that she did the do. I'm going to keep it like that for the channel. She did the do 4 times a night. Nonstop for 23 years straight. Wow. So there's a lot of people that's, you know, skeptical about this whole situation because a lot of women are coming forward like, don't nobody believe that.
I'm one.
And then, you know, we know Scottie Pippen, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying. We all men here, so we heterosexual men. So we're going to talk about it, and we're going to get into this conversation. So what's y'all, before y'all hear my thoughts, what's your thoughts on this whole situation with Lawrence and Pippen?
Well, you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can get so we'll listen.
My thing is with it, how you going to do it 4 times a night when it's 82 games to be played? So I'm thinking, is he missing practice or he going home, getting them, then coming back to play? Is he calling timeouts, getting it 30 seconds?
Hey, bro. Gotta get it in. How you get it in, bro? She didn't, to her defense, though.
Did she go to the locker room?
She didn't say how long it was. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it wasn't, you know. Hey, maybe it was just a quickie. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a 5 minute hit a quitter. You know what I'm saying? She didn't say how long the duration was.
So he was faking injuries to go to the locker room, I guess. Yeah.
She said they never separated. So for 23 years, they never separated. So, you know, when he went on the road, she went on the road. But my thing is, a lot of women are calling her out on it. Like, they don't believe in them. What about that time of the month? Now, we all men here, so I ain't going to really get into that part of it. But I'm just saying, real talk.
He laying the tag.
Nah, that ain't for me, bro. That ain't for me at all. But what's your thoughts, Prince?
Man, Liza raw guts Pippen, boy. She lined up behind all. Boy, don't you know? Don't you know?
Allegedly,
she had.
She might got receipts, man. She got receipts.
Man, don't you know how raw her womanhood would be down there if she did it 4 times a day? Like, you know, me and you actually live with actual women. Actual human being women. And it's been times, hell, I wanted to do it with my wife 3 times. And 2 was her limit. She said, oh,
and
no.
And that's enough.
That's enough. Yeah. She tapping. She like that. Nah.
Yeah, that's enough.
Nah, you ain't about
we good.
You ain't about to mess my girlhood up down there. Yeah. My womanhood.
Unless they take it in.
She lined her behind her. Boy, don't you know if she was doing it 4 times a day, she couldn't hold her urine. Or whatnot, like she just be peeing on herself. You know what I mean? Just because she done lost all type of muscle, you know, moving and all that down there, like really 4 times a day. Liza, really.
Now, so do you think it was more so for like publicity or because, I mean, I don't think she really needs publicity at this point because, I mean, she messing around with allegedly with Michael Jordan's son.
Marcus Jordan. Right now, it's not alleged, it's true.
I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
to protect myself.
Allegedly, alleged Marcus Jordan. Man, listen, bro. Right now, she's dying news. They need more news, and I think that's basically what it is. She just, you know, she's a dying a wave that needs some more wave and needs some more speak. Huh?
I thought she was a housewife.
Man, no, she's more than just a housewife, boy. She's a.
Is she on like the housewife shows or something like that?
Yeah, I think she's on the housewife show or whatnot. But she need more publicity to bring that show up. And I forget about this. So yeah, that explains the reason why that show needs more ratings. So let's tell this lie about I did it 4 times a day. Now listen here. Any woman with a real righteous girl power down there. Anyone would tell you, even your grandma would tell you, nah, it was only 1 or 2 times that he was going to get it. Especially if this guy was a, you know, sizable individual. So it's only so much you can take before you tap that, before you tap the mattress and say, hey, man, enough is enough. But, yeah. Oh man, I'm done with this, bro. I don't believe.
Yeah, I'm done. It's I'm glad. I'm surprised how this segment went because I was a little afraid to even have this discussion on this channel. Yeah. But it is what it is, man. Bro, it's hard to believe, but you know that's her truth, man. And, for people that live with actual women, we know what the truth is as well. Yeah, so, I just don't see it. And like Dre stated, like this man was playing the game. He was traveling. He was on like, you really got that much stamina after you done played a hardtail game?
Yeah, and back then they played defense.
Yeah, and then you're going to come in. Yeah, we're not talking about this league, what we're talking about right now, the Patty Cake League. We're talking about when these dudes out there really balling and having to defend themselves. Yes, bleeding. So you really have to use your energy to play the game, right? Yes. Then you come in and you tap it four times?
What kind of Super Saiyan porn star are
they you? Wasn't out then. I don't think Viagra was out then, was it?
It was in 96.
Of course, I ain't know nothing about that. Yeah. But like I said.
Look it up. Google it.
Dang. Okay. Well, maybe that's what the magic was. I don't know. But maybe that blue magic. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
But, I don't believe it, bro. But anyway, moving on. So that on the Breakfast Club this week, there was a discussion talking about fathers, right? And the whole talk on the town right now is talking about how old can a grown man be when he should stop calling his old man or his father daddy? So I was messed up about this topic, just to be honest, because I'm thinking to myself, I'm 40 years old, and I still call my father daddy. Like, matter of fact, when I spoke to him yesterday, first thing that came up on my phone says pop. As soon as I picked up the phone, I said, what's going on, dad? And we ain't think nothing about it. But, you know, I guess I don't know what it is, the stigma around the whole daddy or whatever it is. You know, people have co-opted the name or taken the name and made it something more sexual or something like that. I'm not sure. Maybe in the culture we live in now. Yeah, but as a grown man, you know, I can't even fathom calling my dad anything else. You know, daddy, pop, poppy. I don't know. Now, poppy is on a whole different side. But daddy, poppy. Come here, poppy. Like, I would never fathom calling my dad poppy. But daddy, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's your thoughts on that, man?
Well, you want to go first, Dre? You want?
We'll start with Dre.
I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with calling your daddy. I think it's just this generation with all this sensitivity and all this cancel culture and all this. Words ain't the same as it used to be back then,
right?
But it is. But I don't see nothing wrong with it. That's the man who birthed you. I mean, had you. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
To me, that's respect. It's better than calling by his real name.
But you know, today that's what they'll call you in a minute. Come here, James.
See, that, be like, hold on. That to me is just. See, I was raised. That to me is disrespect. Calling your parents by their first name. That's disrespect.
Right. I could never call my mom or my dad their first name. I don't even understand that.
Mm-hmm. We know it, we don't call them that.
Cool. We know better not to call them
that. Now, when we get mad, we get pissed off, we get on that phone, we get off that phone, we say, well, man, they killed me, and we might call them by their name then, but we're not going to call them by their first name face to face. We just not going to do that.
Yeah, so nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. What's your thoughts, Jeremy?
Man, I think it's a whole bunch of that neoliberalism, you know what I mean, with this whole, you know, the whole Time's Up crew, the feminist crew. When it come down to a masculine male, they want to demasculize a man by not wanting to call him by his titles. And the way you can demasculize a man, I'm trying to go deep here, is, okay, we don't want to call him sir. We want to call him him. We don't want to call him dad. We want to call him dad. You know, I mean, just any crazy thing to take it off of the norm. So I think it's neoliberalism trying to take the normal and make it the abnormal and make abnormal normal. And it's a lot of that going on, you know, especially with the sexual orientation, non-binary, binary, trans, no trans, this, that, and the other. It's just another neoliberalism way of taking normal stuff like dad, pop, poppy, depends on if you're Latino, Hispanic, or whatever, and trying to turn it into something to demonize it. When it really is not a thing, it's not an issue. Correct. You just making an issue.
It's organic,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. You just making an issue because it's normal. So you trying to make the normal into an unnormal or uncandid, unusual thing. I think it's a lot about nothing. It really shouldn't have been on the Breakfast Club, but I guess for it's in giggles. They was gonna put it out there, see what people think, and make people think for a second. But to me, it's a whole bunch about nothing. Yeah,
and I absolutely agree with you, man. Like I said, personally, I don't see anything wrong with it. Like I said, I'm 40 years old, been calling my dad daddy all my life. Matter of fact, my oldest brother, all of us, we call daddy. That's what we call him. So. It is what it is, and to the day I die, I'm going to still probably call that man daddy. It is what it is, and you might look at it some type of way. Did he just call him daddy? Yeah, I just called him daddy, because that's my daddy. Some people can't call their daddy nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just being 100. So we're going to leave that whole conversation to the wayside, man. I thought it was a good thing to talk about, man, for this pop culture, because there's a lot of things that's changing right now. So, anything else? I know, Dre, you be on Twitter and stuff a lot, so I know there's been a lot of things out there in Twitter world that you've seen.
I know the whole D-Wade son situation, daughter thing.
No, we're going to leave that one. We're going to leave that one alone. I already knew. No, we're going to leave that one alone. We're going to go ahead and end this segment.
Reese, is this the last segment? Because I want to get Dre to plug in his channel before he go.
Yeah, we're going to get him to plug in, man. But there you go. Yeah, I already knew. Hey, we're going to have to... we're going to have to end that segment, man. But anyway, when we come back, we'll get into what our guest here got going on his channel. And we'll holler back at y'all real quick. Just stay tuned. Back to the show. Once again, this is Cold Cheese and Hot Bullets, where we give you everything that's going down with the Dallas Cowboys and, of course, my Green Bay Packers. On this show tonight, man, we got a guest here, goes by the name of Dre. He actually has his own YouTube channel where he talks about everything popular, so we're going to give him this opportunity to share what he got going on this platform. What's good, brother?
What's up? It's your boy, Mr. Dre St. Louis. You can catch my podcast on Dre St. Louis 87.
I'm sorry, bro. When you said St. Louis, man, I was like, they are in LA. But I know you from St. Louis, so we're going to leave it at that.
All social media platforms at Dre St. Louis. My podcast is Popular Decision. Well, I got two podcasts right now. I just started up another one. It's called Come On, Man. I got that one plus Popular Decision, and I also do comedy skits.
But, yeah, I seen the Come On, Man. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's more in the car type of thing, like where I'm riding around different areas shooting at. Popular Decision is like basically where I'm at right now. That's a one area place.
Okay. All right. So if you got the time, go ahead and check him out, man. And we'll put his information in the description under this episode 5. And I think we entitled this episode what did we say we were gonna call this episode, bro? I can't even remember.
Said Lucci, what's that, Low Camp Low?
No, that was
Ram Super Bowl champion.
Did we say what? Man, look. This man done put the wrong thing in here. We said coming out hard. By A-Ball and MJG. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to represent Tennessee, man, for them Grizz as well down there in the M-Town. Hopefully we'll come down to the M-Town. Maybe we can meet up with John Moran and the rest of them dudes down there at the FedEx Forum. Man, you get that off the screen, bro. But we're going to represent it all day, Tennessee. Now, you from St. Louis, but you're in Tennessee, so you might as well ride with us. You know what I'm saying?
Volunteer stuff, so, baby.
Yeah, you might well come on a ride with us
all day, every day.
So, yeah. So, anything else we got to add to it? If not, we're going to sign off from here, man. Thank y'all for staying in this conversation with the Cold Teas and Hot Bullets podcast, man. As always, please like and subscribe to this channel. Also, share it with a friend, share it with a buddy. If you don't like them, share it with them. You know what I'm saying? Because we're trying to give y'all the news that you need to know each and every week, man, with this whole podcast that we do once a week. Also, we give you breadcrumbs throughout the week where we share everything that's going down with my Green Bay Packers and his little bitty Cowboy. So
the big Cowboy. the one team on this podcast that made the playoffs, by the way.
But they were at home with the rest of us, by the way. Yeah. So, like I said before,
second round, baby. Every retired break.
Who has a recent title?
The Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs. You still living on a prayer. Living on a prayer.
Living in the past.
You still living on a prayer, man. Hey, we're going to sign out from here, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. And as always, stay up. Peace. We'll talk to y'all soon. And we out.